Wow, I think, how have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. You're thinking, wow, how have I been affording getting gouged so bad? It's time to make the switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. And I mean, Mint Mobile's quality of wireless service is unbelievable. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plan, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. They slow you down and completely screw with you. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you. With premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with your existing contacts. Ditched overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited plan deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. Get this new customer offer and your new 3 month unlimited wireless plan for only $15 a month. Go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speed slower than 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fee, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
What up, though, when you see me in the street? Good music in this
business.
All right, so that's Dion?
Yeah, Duncan.
That's pretty good. Good music in
this business. Yeah, that was pretty good.
It's getting up there. Straight. Good music in this business. Bam, with a lot to spare. That motherfucking beat. Oh. Well, I guess we can say that.
We're uncensored. Yeah, you're allowed to say that.
Oh, gosh, hear me.
The motherfucking beat.
Scared the shit out of me, Lemmy.
Bubba, well, I have shit talk here. Three bullet points. Sorry.
Just uncrinkling his paper.
Give me the bullet points.
Okay, so point number one. Bubba poop stick to chop his poop up with. Bubba shit stick. I wanted to say shit for a while now. Shit, shit, shit. Yay.
Shit, shit, shit. Yay. Let me make sure that I'm scoring. Is that the right? Is that how it came out?
Yeah, sorry. Shit, shit, shit. Yay. Yes.
All right. Now, Lummy, do you see, these are mostly just for me to tell them again. I've told them many a times, and it's probably mostly for honest consumption. Yay. So I wonder.
This is all for honor.
I like consuming shit.
Wow. You, get that drop now, of cave.
Do you like shit? Like, are you a scatter? Like, do you like to pull? Do you like shit? Answer the answer honestly.
Mean, she clearly said she likes consuming it. So
do you like. Do you like to eat shit? Oh, man. Did you answer that a little bit?
I'm sorry, yeah. Bubba. The drop she just gave.
No, I don't. I don't. I don't like. I didn't mean like I like to consume it, like eat it, but I like hearing stories about it.
You like shit stories.
I love shit stories. Actually,
oh, the Madeira story, Bubba, is probably her favorite story ever.
No, of all time, not even just from you, just like
I don't know,
ever.
No,
like for real. Like,
yeah,
of all
I really like that
out of
story.
All the stories you've ever heard, anybody in the whether it be the comedic world or the radio world or that's your favorite story.
I like you getting shit.
Poop, I got poop dick.
843 Bubba, 1,000 bits. I think these other stories are pretty good.
Well,
yeah.
Since you're into shit stories, I got...
She's into scat play.
Yeah, like, you don't want to get shit on, do you?
No. I think she does.
No, I don't. I don't. I don't want to get shit on.
Mommy, what do you think she does?
I think she wants to get shit on. Cleveland Steamer.
Anna,
on her chest.
Do you really want... Anna, do you want to...
No.
She likes talking about other people's gross stuff.
Yeah, like, did you ever see Two Girls, One Cup?
Yeah. Oh,
come on.
Okay, right. But my favorite, part, I didn't like that video, but did you watch the reaction videos? Because I watched those for years.
No.
I still do sometimes.
I right at the first spoonful of Two Girls in One Cup, I pretty much, yeah.
Right, but you watch other people's reaction.
Yeah. No, I not really watch any... No. Like, I don't... Well, I just... Pretty much stopped it right there. Like, oh my God, she's going to eat it. Oh my, that is the most disgusting thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
I agree. I finished right then as well, and I was done.
Yeah, well, I didn't finish. That makes me tinky winky. Like, ew.
You hidey hole?
Yeah. So, and I like, you know, I don't mind my own shit.
Right.
Well, like, I'm not afraid to touch my own shit.
What?
Yeah, I've touched my own shit before.
And well, I guess we're going to find out what these stories.
No. I mean, just I think every guy has probably had gotten some their own shit on their hand.
Yes.
On accident.
Yeah. No, I'm not talking about you taking some squishy squash in it, but I'm just saying, Blitz, like, there's
times. Do you squish it like a donut?
No. But there's been times where when you shit and you wipe, you get a little bit on your fucking hand. You got some shit on your hand, and you don't really flip out.
Or you're somewhere.
Do you lick it off?
No, oh, come on.
Did you just say that? Yum, yum, yum.
Usually it's you're somewhere where they have like really horrible toilet paper and you don't grab enough of it and your hand goes through it or something.
Now, Blitz, now if that's my shit on your hand, you're like, ah!
Oh,
but
yeah.
If it's your own shit, then you're like, you know what? Okay, I that sucks. I'm not going to fucking freak out. I'm just going to make sure I wash my hands super good.
Yeah.
I'll even like take, if I get some shit on my hand, I'll take a, like the toilet paper and just try to get it off as much as I can, stuff that in the toilet, then go and wash your hands. Probably about triple as long as you usually would.
It's almost like after you've had a dog, or I don't have a kid, so people have said the same thing. Like your own dog or your own kid, it's not a huge deal, but like if somebody else's dog or kid, it's gross.
Right, exactly. If it's your own dog shit, you're like, it's like whatever.
It's not cool, but it's like, whatever.
Right. Same thing with your shit.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not frolicking around on my shit, but if I happen to get a little of my shit on my hand.
But you have before.
Yeah,
not
so
on
big
purpose.
Deal. That I've frolicked in my shit?
Yeah, but not on purpose.
What and it, how have I frolicked?
I mean, Madeira Beach. I guess that wasn't yours.
No,
that makes
that
it worse.
That wasn't my shit.
Yeah, that makes it even worse.
You didn't really frolic.
But it wasn't. It was an accident, though.
Yeah, and it looked like a fucking Hershey.
It looked like a shit murder scene.
It looked like a Hershey syrup fucking murder scene.
It was a shit murder.
My God, somebody got stabbed and they fucking bled out Hershey syrup everywhere.
The bearded dragon, 2,500 bits
with fucking chunks.
Oh no, that chunks in it.
Good. Oh, man. Corn and nuts.
What did you guys eat before that?
I don't know, and I don't remember if there were any fucking nuts on my shit, but I'm just saying.
I didn't realize it was like chunky salsa.
Did you go to dinner before you?
It was Taco Tuesday.
It's crunchy peanut butter.
I don't know what she ate, okay?
You could have seen
I just
it.
Know that there was shit everywhere, and I still have nightmares. I still
have nightmares?
Have nightmares. Between the fireman saw my bug and my Madeira Beach poop dick, I have to take fucking Ambien at night.
Now, who takes Ambien?
I do.
Is that Mimi? Is that one?
What do you mean?
Was it 1, 2, 3, or 4?
Oh.
Are all four? Do all four take Ambien?
No. Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, what? At the end of the day, Blitz, there's really only one. It's
one
me.
One forgets
the At the end of the day, I do have four. I do have four personalities.
But one body.
But my... Yeah.
One shit-stained body.
I mean, Jesus. Like, I'm not getting, four of these dudes aren't shitting, four of these, I think four of them are eating, but I'm just saying, four of them ain't learning, four of them ain't saving, you know, like, fuck, there's a lot of things I'm not doing right.
I'm just a big guy because all four of my personalities like to eat.
If I only ate for two of my personalities, I'd be skinny as fuck, but the other two have to fucking pile on, and now I'm eating for four. You know how a woman says I'm eating for two when she's pregnant?
Right.
I'm eating for four. All four of my personalities.
God damn.
The poop stick?
So, Anna, I do have some shit stories, but none of my shit involve, like, you know, me frolicking around, but I have touched my shit on, you know, everybody has some, I think everybody has a little contact with their own shit.
Now, have you actually, like, grabbed it, though?
I don't think I've grabbed
it. You sure?
I've chopped it up.
With your hands?
I've chopped it up. Yeah, I've probably grabbed my shit before.
Yeah, you got to sometimes.
I mean,
do you love me?
Well,
I mean,
I
think if everybody was going to be just completely fucking honest, yes, we've all grabbed our shit.
I have not.
What was the context?
Well, I mean, technically, you got to grab your shit like with paper towels when it's on the ground.
Why would your shit be on the ground?
I thought that's what we were talking about.
I don't want to talk about
Lummy.
All right, let's just keep moving the poop stick.
Lummy,
poop stick chop.
Let me just.
Lummy obviously hasn't finished his bathroom remodel yet. He's been shitting on the ground for weeks.
No, poop stick chop.
All right, so listen. Lummy, do you know the poop stick story?
Yeah.
You do?
Chop it up.
And so I'm thinking that, Anna, rather than to me have to tell the story, Lummy tells the story, and then if I have to factually fill in anything, I can. But it'll save me from, you know, having to fucking tell this story for the 10th time.
Oh,
I don't know how many times I've told the poop stick story, but
I mean, it's been a lot. You've talked about it, but it hasn't been recently.
Let me go describe to Anna the poop stick. We have, like, what, three poop things.
Yeah,
to talk
so
about.
Yeah, you got the poop stick to chop up your poop. You got the poop where your hot girlfriend wiped your butt.
I want to hear that one.
And then you pooping in a box.
You can't hear just one.
No,
I want to hear that one first.
Right. Nope.
No, it's going to be in the order that we said, honest. Right. Fuck up.
Okay.
Bubba has a large amount of
shit
well, that goes into the toilet.
Lummy, you first must say, I am now going to tell the poop stick story, and then you start. Ready?
From what I'm going to tell the poop stick story from what I remember. See, Bubba has a lot of shit that comes out of him, and it would clog up the toilet, so he would have
back
to take
when he was
a 40, stick.
Back when he was 48.
Oh, it was really fucking fat.
When he was laying heavy.
He was laying heavy.
Do you have pictures of yourself that fat?
Yeah, yes, please don't bring them out. They're all over.
So he would have to take a stick and then break up the poop.
Well,
so
hold on.
He could flush.
First of all, he had in his big house as part of the bathroom area. He had a separate room that just had a toilet and a telephone in it.
That was my shitting room.
It was a shit room,
right? And I had a telephone.
Back when everyone, because this was back in the day before there wasn't really cell phones.
Yeah, so I had a telephone in this one particular bathroom that I could shit and talk on the phone
because all his important meetings were done on the shitter.
I like to shit.
Yeah.
So let me.
So he would have large shits, Anna. Anna, are you listening?
I am listening. I'm looking at Fat Bubba. Go ahead.
No, please don't.
I'm sorry. I'm not going to show
it. I don't want you even. You're going to get distracted.
I'm
and
not.
It's not my
I'm
proudest
listening.
Moment. What if I looked you up? What if I just, you know, got a fucking barrage of pictures of you at your worstest moment?
You already have the French horn picture.
No, that's not the worst moment. I had those in the Anna's.
All right, cool. All right, let's sidetracked.
Yeah, exactly. So he used to take a stick because there was so much to chop it up because he had to because he wouldn't go down because there was so much shit coming out of 488 pounds of a mountain of a man.
And he liked to inspect it.
Yeah, he liked to look at it and kind of make sure that he looked healthy and everything like that.
Okay.
So.
Which I don't know how healthy you can be when you're that fucking fat, but anyway.
The answer is not very.
Yeah.
You're here still.
So that pretty much describes it in a nutshell, Anna.
And
you know,
were you packing at that time? You said 480?
Not when I had my own shit restroom. That was in Pinellas Park when I was at my heaviest, when I was building my big house. I lived in Pinellas Park for 2 years, and that's where the shit stick was. That's where the ass wiping took part two.
Okay, and this is part two now?
All right, part two, Lummy. You've already described the poop stick. Now you're going to have to describe his girlfriend wipes his ass.
So it was your girlfriend?
Yeah, so it was Rebecca, right?
No, it was Holly.
Oh, Holly, it was Holly.
So it was Holly. So
only one woman,
is this the one you cheated on?
Only one woman has ever wiped my ass, and it was Holly.
She wiped your ass, and then you cheated on her? Yeah.
So he would have to bend over a couch, like in a doggy position, and she would come with a towel, and he had a shit towel, and he would wash it and things like that. But he would come with a shit towel, and then she would wipe up his ass after he shit.
And you cheated on her.
Clearly.
Jesus.
That pretty much describes that. We'll fucking go with this. It's going to be a very short after
him?
Show.
Any other questions for him?
This after show's damn near over. I got to go see.
Didn't you have an ass towel that you would use yourself?
All right, here's how it works. Anna, when I was at my heaviest, I could only use this one bathroom. And I lived in Pinellas Park. I was building my.
She can't get over the fact that you found a hot chick to wipe your ass and you had the nuts to cheat on her.
The Brian Steele with 1,000 bits.
That is fucking balls. That is fucking balls.
Wait. Anna has no idea. Let me say that again.
Brian Steele with 1,000 bits.
And who's Brian Steele with now?
The biggest fan that Bubba had. That
and
was
who,
number
who
one
is
caller.
He with now?
Oh, he is with the chick that used to wipe his ass. And he was the biggest fan. And he collects beanie babies. Bubba, I think they live out west now.
So, Anna, when I lived in Pinellas Park with Holly. When I lived in Pinellas Park with Holly and I was 488 pounds.
That was fucking balls.
I had
balls.
This one bathroom that I had to use, and then what I would do when I got done pooping is I would take my underwear off and then lift my leg up onto the tub and then take and then like you're flossing, you know, like that little dance the kids are doing.
Yeah,
like, you know, the floss.
I know
the floss.
Yeah,
I would floss. I would take this big beach towel. It had to be a beach towel. I mean, it had to be it just couldn't have been a regular towel, like an out-of-face towel or a washcloth. This was a full-blown, family of two could get on it at the beach towel. Oh. And you floss your ass to get the big high spots off. Okay. And you, hold on. You
just imagine that, honest.
It's tough to do it when you're out to dinner. You have to do it only when you're home. Could never poop when I was out to dinner. I always had to poop at home because you.
But if you had to go though,
so you just you know.
Waiter, I'm going to need a few of those napkins and time together.
Is there anything else?
Not only do I need the bill, but I need like 10 other napkins. I can tie them together. Those knots are going to be tough on my anus.
Like Mark Twain.
So I would take the high spots off with the fucking beach towel, and then I would go over there. I would lean over the couch, and she would baby wipe me. She would get these big baby wipes and baby wipe me. And then that's if I didn't take a shower. Sometimes I just jumped in the shower, and then you just try to let the
save
shit.
Save everyone the trouble?
Yeah. Sometimes I would just be like, I would just usually shower after most shit. And then the rest of the pooping in the box deal, which isn't really much better than this one.
At least you jumped in the pool.
Yeah. So, I mean, Lummy, you can tell story number three, which will be the final story of today's overtime
the
show.
Trilogy.
And which we will
the shit trilogy.
Repurpose on a podcast deal. The Bubba shit trilogy.
Oh, what I remember, what I've been is Bubba
pooping
was
in a box.
Bubba poops in a box. Story is as followed. He 3843 Bubba with 2,000 bits.
No, I'm in the big house now.
He's in the big house,
right. I'm thinner.
He's thick and rugged and looking good, and he's got it all, the whole world. And he gets home, and
well, he was. I think he was holding a shit back the entire way home.
Yes,
but,
Anna,
to backtrack on number two, I had this beautiful girl, Holly, that would wipe my ass, and I cheated on her with another chick.
She caught you with that? Is that the one that caught you with the tape recorder?
Yeah, she caught me with the tape recorder, yeah. God, these fucking tape recorders in my life are killing me.
What did she say? Was she like, I fucking wipe your ass?
No, she fucking extra cool bitched me. She... back in the day, you could only communicate through pagers. That's how long ago this was. Like 1980.
Did she send you a 911?
No. This is like 1998. Okay.
Okay.
And I would get off the air, and then I would go over to CNS Auto, Rick and Tommy's upholstery shop,
shooting quarters.
And I would shoot quarters until whenever the fuck I wanted to get home. And she worked at night and would sleep during the day, and I'd get home about 2 or 3 in the afternoon, and she would be up, and we'd usually eat dinner or something together. Then I would go to bed about 7 or 8, and she would go to work by 9. So it worked out great.
To cheat on her.
Yeah, I could be fucking bitches and a whole nine yards. So
Rebecca lived down the street or ran by
whatever.
You?
Yeah. She used to jog by the house, see if Holly was home, then she'd come in.
And she wanted to. Did she ever wipe your ass?
The girl I was fucking would be acting like she was a jogger in the neighborhood, and if Holly's car was gone, then she would come knock on my door, and we would fuck. But if Holly's truck was there, then she'd just keep jogging like she was a jogger.
Did she know Holly personally?
No. But Holly got the last laugh. I'll tell you that right the fuck now.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't have to wipe your ass anymore.
Yeah. She went with my number. She married and had kids with my number one fan, like Joe the Supermarket. She ended up with that guy,
the beanie baby guy.
So anyway, Anna, she tape recorded me having a conversation with Rebecca, the girl I was cheating on her with. And so
did you ever hear the tape?
Yeah, I heard the tape.
How did she?
Fucking worst.
Fuck this Holly bitch. I love you, Rebecca. This Holly bitch fucking wipes my ass. She thinks she's all that. Little does she know, you're running by like a fucking jogger, and then you come by when she's not home, and I fuck you. Fuck Holly.
That's about how it went. Do you think you might have heard the tape?
I would assume that's probably about what it
was.
Right, like.
So I got this brand new, I got an S600 Benz, okay?
A real one.
And Blitz will tell you it was a real V12 with spinning wheels. I was the fucking man.
Mm-hmm.
The car was $112,000 then.
And you got lucky when you sold it.
I did. So anyway. But I never drove it, Anna, because I had like a Tyrone Isuzu Rodeo for free. I could just fucking drive the shit out of that thing.
Passats.
And a Honda and a Volkswagen Passat. I had like two, you know, fucking endorsement cars. So I just drive those things around.
I need a new Passat. I broke the window out of this one because I must lock the keys in it.
Yeah, whatever. And when I lock the keys in it, Anna, I just break the fucking window. And then I'd say, I need a new one.
And then call the dealership and say, give me a new car.
Yeah.
A new car?
Yeah. Give me a brand new one. Call the dealership. Say,
they would just give it to him.
So, Anna, I never drove my Benz ever. It just stayed in the garage because it was so fucking cool. Well, I'm supposed to go see Rebecca about 8 o'clock at night because that's about the right when Holly leaves to go to work. So I'm in the shower, and she thinks I'm going to a business. I'm going to a business meeting.
At what time?
8 p.m. Usually I'm in bed by 7, mm-hmm. you know, 8. So boy, I wasn't telling on myself. So I'm in the shower, and she goes, what car are you taking to your business meeting tonight? I go, I'm taking the Benz. I want to roll up. I want everybody to see me and shit. Take the Benz. She goes, okay. Well, I'll see you tomorrow. I said, okay. See you later. Bye. So
no,
she went
no,
to
I love yous.
Yeah, love you. Love you, too. Okay. Smookums, Fiener Diener, or all the whatever the words we used to say.
Oh. Fiener Diener.
They had some words.
Fernie Durney.
No, there was a post and all kinds of things. Anyway, listen. I'm not getting into my bubba. That would almost be a show, all the little crazy baby talk I've had. You know, mm-hmm. You all have your own language when you have a guide or when you yeah. are with somebody, don't you?
Yeah, you do.
You got your own little stuff.
Yeah.
Like my family has a whole fucking language in itself. Frieder, Firmus, Munty, mm-hmm. Neek, you know, just all kinds of words. And so anyway, Anna, she leaves and goes to work. Why? You know, roll my big ass out of the shower, put on some basketball shorts, get in my Benz, because I'm going to go see Rebecca now. Rebecca lives in Tierra Verde in her mom's and dad's $2.5 million mansion.
Now, did you live in the big house or Pinellas Park?
I live in Pinellas Park.
Okay.
But I was building a house out by her, Anna. I was building a house kind of out by her parents.
Close.
Pretty close.
Just by happenstance?
Just by happenstance, yeah. And she lives in this fucking huge-ass mansion because her dad's a fucking, God rest his soul, you know, multimillionaire.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm driving out to her place. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to spend the night there because Holly didn't get back home till 6 in the morning. And I was already gone for work blitz. So whether I left from our house or I left from fucking Becky's house, bitch didn't know where the fuck I left from.
Sure.
So I'm going out to Rebecca's house to spend the night on, all right? And, you know, fuck, do all that, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, whatever we're doing. So as soon as I pull out of the driveway, I have, you know, my S600 has a fucking, you know, blitz, you got speaker phones.
It's got a built-in StarTAC.
Yeah, it's got a built-in fucking, you know, phone.
Yeah.
And you can talk all through the speaker system and act like you're a fucking pimp.
Right.
So I call up Rebecca. She answers. I go, what's up, baby? I'm coming out there. I'm going to fuck the shit out of you. I'm so hot for you. And then she goes, you know what? I just don't feel real good being the other girl. I've had to be the other girl now for like 3 years.
It was 3 years?
Yeah, like 3 years.
The bearded dragon, 1,000 bits.
I'm like, listen.
You were with Holly for 3 years?
Oh, I was with Holly longer than that.
Mm-hmm.
I met Holly when she was 18.
She was an ass wiper from back in the day.
Oh, God.
I met Holly in Orlando. We went to Chicago together. We went to Milwaukee together.
She
and
had
then
big
back,
jugs?
No, she just had nice little phone. Really
moved,
nice.
Moved around the country together?
Yeah, she moved all around the country. She moved me. When I would get fired from radio jobs, she would then, I'd leave.
Holly, pack my shit and meet me in the next town.
Literally, Anna, she would pack my shit and meet me in the next town.
Mm-hmm.
For real. When I got fired from Milwaukee, I said, I'm driving one of our cars to Tampa, and I just start a new job Monday. You need to fucking pack all this shit up.
Bubba.
And drive on. And so she'd pack it all up in boxes.
She was a good girl? She was a good girlfriend?
Oh, she was a fucking, mm-hmm. she was a great girl.
What personality
you know
what?
This? I'm so glad that she fucking caught me doing what I did, because I would have ruined her life more than I already did, and she's such a good person.
That's good of you to know that.
No, for real.
I'm serious.
Like, that's kind of like the new me. Like, I'm glad that you fucking caught me just really being stupid as fuck, because I would have ruined your life.
Yeah, you would have never stopped.
Yeah, I never am stopping.
No, I know.
No.
Like, fuck it. I'm just going to, I like to fuck.
Is that personality 1, 2, or 3, or 4?
That's all of them. That's every fucking one of them.
They all like to fuck, love me.
Well, hold on. If you guys were to be true honest and not sit here and play the fucking what society wants you to be game, what don't you like to fuck?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Get out of here, Anna.
Any guy that says he doesn't want to stop fucking strange pussy is a liar.
I love fucking strange pussy.
Came and marked that tape as well.
My Lord, I'm going to jack off to that. Blitz wants that on full auto all night long. That's what he's going to go to sleep to. So
probably not.
So, but I'm very upfront. Like, I'm not trying to be in a relationship. I've done that and been there. I've been married. I've had kids.
Have you ever been faithful in any relationship that you had?
Yes. Well, for a little bit.
Which one is this?
Well, listen, let's not talk it. Let's not talk
sorry, it. Sorry, you're on your way to Rebecca's house.
You guys are peeling my shit back.
Back to Rebecca's house.
So I'm driving to Rebecca's house. She's like, I'm tired of being the other woman. And I'm like, man, fuck Holly. The fucking bitch. You know I don't like her. You know I love you, Rebecca. Oh, my God, you're so beautiful. I love you. I love the way you...
Oh, yeah, when I was saying that a minute ago, like, that's pretty much how it went, I think.
So I'm saying all this shit, and I'm like, you know, when I move out to Tierra Verde, I'm getting rid of the bitch. You know, I'm going to come fuck... You're my girl. You know what I'm saying? Fuck that bitch. So that's what I'm saying, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know.
You don't really plan on that, but
you're just placating.
And here's the deal: when you're talking and you don't know you're being recorded, trust me. Back to that fucking square. You you talk different.
Yeah, of course.
So I go out there. I'm with Rebecca. We fuck. I go to work, and it gets to be about 12 o'clock, and I hadn't heard from Holly all day. Usually she would text me. She would
check in.
Page me about 10:15 or so.
She'd give you the old 1-4-3?
Yeah. And so I paged her at noon. Now I'm over at Rick and Tommy shooting quarters. I don't give a fuck. Like, I never, I'm not Johnny fucking control freak. What are you doing? I get home when I get home.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what the fuck? So I'm shooting quarters. Well, about 2 o'clock, I hadn't heard from her, which is very not, you know, not normal.
Yeah.
So at 2:30, I'm still shooting quarters, and I text her 911. I mean, I'm sorry, I paged her. I paged her 911, which...
Call me immediately.
Holly always, like, fucking within minutes, bam, yeah, what?
She was a good girl.
Because I had a cell phone. I was a big timer. Had one of those fucking bricks. Remember those bricks?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I had one of those deals. And she... I don't know, maybe it was a StarTAC back then, Blitz. I don't know what the fuck it was.
I think those Mercedes came with a StarTAC. That was part of the deal.
Oh, yeah, I had a StarTAC. So she didn't call. So I get back to the house right at 3 o'clock, and I open up the garage door, and it's just a normal house in Pinellas Park. Like, it's where I lived for 18 months while I was building my big one.
Like a 322 or something. Yeah.
So I open up the garage door, and some shit doesn't... I don't really pay attention a lot. And back then when I was balling, I really didn't fucking pay attention to really shit. I open a garage door up, and I'm like, man, feels like there's some shit missing in here. I just feel like there's some shit missing.
It's like a little empty in there.
Yeah, but I didn't really fucking pay much attention. So I walk in the room. I walk in through the kitchen, and I look into the living room, and fucking TV's gone.
The house is empty.
The house is empty. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? So I'm like walking all around.
Did I get robbed?
And all there was one cassette tape laying on the kitchen counter. Just one cassette tape. Boom. And it said, listen to this.
Oh.
That's all it said. On the cassette tape.
Do you still have that cassette tape?
Oh, no, because it'd be worth $100 million.
Oh, man. Oof.
I mean, we could at least get 5,000 views on that.
For sure.
That's 36 cents. And so, I had to go in... So I take the tape, Blitz, I don't have a cassette player anywhere, I don't know, because it's fucking been cleared out. So I had to go back and go into my Mercedes, turn, so the car that did me dirty, I have to go now.
Yeah, the car that did you dirty, right.
So
right.
I go and,
fucking car.
I don't even know, it had. I think either my Rodeo or my Passat had a cassette player. It's I know I had to go in one of the cars and fucking put the thing in, and I'm listening to it through the system. And what she did on it is she put a... old school handheld recorder underneath my seat of my Mercedes and got, you know, 60 minutes of me driving, you know, like probably 38 minutes of me talking to Rebecca on the speakerphone. That's what that tape was.
Isn't it because you found like a little ripped condom part?
No, I don't think that.
And then, wait, how did she get that tape? Was it when you were at work? She went and got it from your car?
Yeah, well, no. So, yeah, what she had a key to my car.
Oh, okay.
And when my car was in the parking lot,
she went and grabbed
at
it.
Work, she went and got it because it was back then. It was a key fob, and it was really new technology to have a key fob. And had
98.
I had a key fob, and there was a key fob at home. So she went home, got my extra key fob because she didn't have one in her purse per se. But I always had it in the drawer. Came back, got my car, got her fucking tape player out of there. Went home, listened to it.
Packed up all her
shit.
Got
her dad and her brother to meet her over at my place with a fucking van and a truck, unloaded it all, packed out by 3 p.m. From like, I'm saying, Blitz, from like 7 to 2:30.
So as you're in your car listening to this tape, what were you doing? What were you thinking?
Well, I can't tell you that.
Whoa. That bad, huh?
I might have been crying.
Okay.
you know? Yeah. I think that'd be a good place to end this portion.
Well, we got one.
I was crying, thinking, oh, my God, and I begged her back and fucking everything. I'm so sorry. I'll change, when I really was never going to change.
I mean, we still have the poop in the box story.
Yeah, well.
She the one you tried to... Never mind.
What?
Why don't you tell the poop in the box story? I think this fucking show has been way too telling. I think it's going to get me in trouble.
I don't think so at all.
No, you've said way worse things.
I want to tell the poop. I mean, Blitz or whoever. I don't give a fuck.
I think Lummi was starting to tell it, but I mean, the last point we were talking about is you were headed home to your house, to your big house.
Yeah. After
and you had poop. You had poop pains.
After Holly had left me, and I finally moved back in the big house, I started dating Tyler's mom, Jenna.
Mm-hmm.
And at this point, she's like 19, 20 years old, big jugs, hot as fuck.
Yep.
And she's living with me. Yeah. And it's just me and her. We haven't even made Tyler yet. Or maybe, you know, Tyler might have been in her little belly, but we didn't know it.
It was early on, if anything.
And so I'm driving home in my Volkswagen Passat, badass, leather, fucking, you know. Mm-hmm. And I feel shit pains bad, really bad. And
that's like the worst too.
And it's like the worst shit pains ever. And I'm literally trying to hold my asshole as much as I can, but I can't.
You're clenching the whole way home.
Right, right. And like even like little bumps and stuff are like making my sphincter, you know, like
smile.
My asshole looks like a little rabbit's nose, you know,
right,
it's
right.
Just going fucking crazy. So I just moved into this house and I got this fucking automatic, pin code. Fucking system, garage door / get into the fucking house, and I go to hit my code, it's not working, and I'm pounding on the door, and she's out by the pool, so she can't hear me, and I can't get in the fucking house to shit, and I'm ready to shit my pants, but I can get into the garage, so I can open the garage doors up, I can't get into the house.
Right, because you always lock the door going into the house from the garage.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm in the garage now, and I go up the fucking stairs to go into the house part, and it's locked. And she's out back, fucking music blaring, laying out in the sun, you know, like she should be doing, the hot bitch that she is.
Yeah.
You know, because one of the things.
Not a care in the world.
Yeah, not a fucking care in the world. Big tits hanging out, no tan line willies, fucking, you know, listening to fucking, you know, George Michael, fucking Careless Whisper, I don't know. And I'm pounding on the fucking door because I have got to shit like you would not believe.
How bad were you?
Oh, I'm fucking kicking the door down. If I didn't have such sturdy doors, I would have fucking, it would have, the normal door, but I had solid oak willies. And so I'm looking around. I cannot fucking find anything to do. Like, so I see this box, and it was like, you know, like the box that like a 12 pack came in.
Oh, it wasn't even like a good sturdy cardboard box.
No, it was a flat box.
Oh, no. I didn't even know that.
It only had like a lit, like a, maybe a 2-inch lip on it, Blitz. It was one of those.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Like the little.
Like a tray almost.
Yeah, like a tray.
Oh, I thought it was like an Amazon box.
No.
I thought it was like an actual cardboard box.
Yeah, it was like too. A fucking, it was like a tray that you put a 12 pack in.
Oh, it's one of the ones that like this, like you put like 4 6 packs in it.
Yes.
Yeah, we have some here.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, exactly. And so I that's the only thing I can find. So I pull my pants down, and I squat over this fucking thing. Well, I have to hold on to the car bumper, and I'm holding on to the car bumper and the fucking cabinet as I'm squatting down there.
How much did you weigh here?
I mean, I wasn't that. I was probably three, probably about what I am now.
Don't forget, you had a carpeted garage at the time.
Yeah, my garage is fucking carpeted and all real nice and shit. You know, and
why,
you know,
did you have a carpeted garage?
Because I was rich as fuck.
Yeah.
That's why.
He could have it if
I
he
had,
wanted.
My garage was 1,300 square feet carpeted.
Your garage carpet had carpet.
Yeah, so whatever.
It did.
Yeah.
You had
so then on my carpet, Anna, I would have runners.
Carpet squares.
That your fucking tires would go on.
Right.
Yeah. Now I park outside and get pollen on
plush.
My truck.
You had plush carpet squares for your tires?
I did. I did. I had shag carpet squares for my tires. I was a fucking pimp before pimping was pimping. So, Anna, I have to shit so bad, and she's out blaring, and so fucking I lean over. I grab the bumper, and I get the fucking cabinet, and I squat, and I stick fucking the biggest shit I've ever shitted in my entire life. I mean, it's just shit. It just shit on top of shit. And some of it's coming out of the fucking box onto the shag.
Oh, no.
And so finally, after I shit, and I got shit everywhere. I got shit on my leg.
The carpet?
I got shit on the carpet. I got shit on my hand. I got shit on my fucking underwears. And so she finally, what? Next thing you know, the fucking door opened up. What's going on out here?
What are you doing?
I go, I'll tell you what the fuck's going on around here. I shit in this fucking box.
And you're going to fucking clean it up.
What do you mean I'm going to clean up? I'm not fucking touching it. You have the doors locked. What the fuck? Nobody locks their doors out here. It's behind three fucking guarded gates. Plus, Fabrizi lives across the street. Oh. My God. You fucking... And she's like, oh, my God. I said, I'm jumping in the pool. And so I jumped in the pool to wash my shit off for a preliminary shit washing. Then I went in the fucking shower. And then I called the pool guy up. Hello? I'm like, listen, pool, can you come in and treat my... there's shit in my pool. I said, I think it's getting filtered out by the fucking filtration system, but I did see some fucking, you know, seahorses of shit rolling around. So can you put like a double... Can you give me a double chlorine shock system? Because I just shocked the system with some shit. And she comes in, she's crying now, and then she calls her mom, says, "You might, Bubba, maybe clean up shit," and I'm the fucking bad guy.
Was it solid or just wet?
It was both, but it was mostly looked like fucking brown oatmeal. Looked like brown oatmeal. You know what it looked like?
No.
Go to fucking Wendy's and get a large chili. Get ten large chilies. That's what it was. Without cheese. It was 10 Wendy's chilies without cheese. The fuck it was.
In my pants.
So she then put it in the fucking trash container and didn't bag it up. And then it sat there for 2 days and all the fucking, it started, human shit's the worst. And so the fucking garbage guy came in and fucking dumped it. But then it caused all this shit to be on the side of the truck.
No.
And he was mad as shit. So the next thing I know, he's using my hose to spray off the side of his fucking truck the shit. And I'm having to spray my garbage barrel down because it's all fucking full of shit, of my shit. So I end up cleaning my shit because she should have put it in a bag. That's what she should have did. Then put it away. But she just put it fucking right from the box into the big, container. And it just ended up being a shit storm.
This is in a million dollar neighborhood.
Blitz, I did give the garbage guy a couple hundred for Christmas, though.
Yeah, you used to treat them well.
When he's got shit running down the side of his truck and it's my shit, you make sure the guy's got a couple hundred in the fucking envelope.
Man, I don't know what that was, but one of these neighbors around here must have done something bad.
Man, and my shit smells bad.
Especially after a few days of fermenting.
Yeah.
It was like that one, that 19-inch log that you laid.
18.
It smelled up the whole 18-inch, sorry.
My God, that was the most liberating. That was almost as good as coming.
Oh, God.
I saw that in person. It scarred
like me. You used to do like the brains.
Yeah.
And that was just piles.
Yeah.
But the one single cable log.
Oh, my God.
Did you sell the tape?
Have you guys ever shit a shit that big?
Not that big.
No. Yeah. No. With no breakage.
I don't do that.
You don't shit?
No, but I do have to pee really bad. I think I may have piddled a little.
That'd be a good time for us to end the program.
Yeah.
Sorry. That was a funny story.
Now, Lummy, Blitz, should I think I should royalty free out?
Yeah,
you
did last time, yeah.
We'll just roll.
Lasers.
Just royalty free out. That's it. That's the overtime, and it's fucking nutshell, cuzzo.